and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day 396. How are we all doing? It's far too warm here, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Funny story. Last night, after the show, Mike headed off to bed. Lola headed off with him. I'm in here thinking, oh, it's boiling hot. So I put the fan on. We've moved that back in the office. While I'm there, later on, I thought it's getting a bit nippy now, so I turned the fan off. Half an hour later, I put the heater on. The world has gone absolutely card-carrying. Insane. Right, I'm going to head in and see who made it first into the chat. Is it young Jonathan? This is what I need to know. Right, where are we? Oh, that's yesterday. I need to be looking at today, don't I? 96. There we go.
Hello, have you woken up?
Yeah, she's in the show now, Mike, so she's woken up. Right, refresh the page and let's see who's first. Hello, Alex. Good grief. Good grief. Young Jonathan, good grief. If you drop any lower, Jonathan. Hello, Alex. Hello, Renee. Hello, Paul. Hello, Anthony. Hello, Tony. CQ, CQ, Deb. Oh, doing very, very well there, I feel, Alex. Absolutely. And hello, Kim. Fixing dinner. We've got a new tale, haven't we, that Kim will giggle about. Zoomies.
Zoomies.
Zoomies. Zoomies. There's zoomies.
Kim's probably heard it.
And now there's new zoomies. Put the link in, Mike.
It's in Kim's part of the world.
No, it's in Canada.
Oh, that's near Kim.
It's nearer Kim than us on Grandview.
It's north of Kim, straight up.
But bear in mind, Kim might not have caught up with the news yet, because you know how depressing that is. But the Zoomy story is fabulous.
What's the link?
Canadian, was it a Member of Parliament? Politician, yeah. Anyway. You know, brings new meaning to the phrase Zoomies, which usually means your dog zooming around. But, oh no, not when you have a naked MP covering his blushes with his iPhone. In the middle of a there live is. Zoom conference.
There it is.
Hey, has nobody ever heard of the business of treat a microphone as if it's live at all times and treat a camera even worse? Really? He was in the background, so I don't know actually what was going on. All I know is he was a politician and he was changing out of his gym clothes into his work clothes.
Not with his gym jams.
No, but with nothing but his iPhone for coverage, as it were. No news on whether it was the Plus model. Shall I leave that alone right there?
Yes.
You've got to see that story. That is definitely story of the day. So, Jonathan had his pants on display, but, you know, not quite like that, Jonathan. Should we challenge you, young man, to beat him? Jonathan's about to tell me that his Zoom meetings are nowhere near as entertaining as that one. For which... we're all glad, Jonathan. You don't want to be choking on your lunch, do you, with things like that popping up? And the funniest thing is, when you actually click it, so there's a link in there to the tweet itself, which must have been retweeted 3 million times. Oh, this tweet is unavailable. Oh, no, the picky's gone.
Yeah, I noticed the picky had gone.
Ah, don't worry about it. I'm always ahead of the curve. I have the picky. I saved it thinking, that might disappear. And indeed it did. Okay, I've got the picky. Let's post the picky. You see the foresight I've got there? I thought, that's entertaining. That's bound to disappear. So I saved it to my phone. Right, I'm uploading it right now. How could you delete that tweet? It was fabulous. It was up there, wasn't it, with the kids. Do you remember that guy talking about East Asia or something? He was an expert in East Asia and his kids bombarding.
Renee's just got out the shower. Thanks for the warning.
Always treat a camera as live. That's why mine actually have little windows on them. Oh no, it's not uploading. Oh, it's probably logged me out again. Do you know, I love cloud up on the phone.
Well, it'll be somewhere.
Stop.
It'll be somewhere on
logging
the internet.
Logging me out. Oh, here we go. Now I've crashed. Please sign in. Sign in with email. Do you know, life's too short. Get on with it. Oh, it looks like it could have done some kind of update.
Rene's bragging.
Oh, really? Did you use an iPad?
No, he says he's got the iPhone 12 Pro Max. It's big enough.
Always a good reason, I feel, to buy the 12.9-inch iPad, just in case you're ever caught short. Oh, crying out loud, you could not make this stuff up, could you? I mean, we've been in this situation for how long now? Surely you understand. Ah, Zoom meeting, camera, don't do it. Just nowhere near it. Nowhere near it. And yet, politicians, mind you. You know, considering that we do actually pay them. I wouldn't pay them in washers, but there you go. Seeing as though we do actually pay them, they do give us hours of entertainment, don't they? Not necessarily in terms of politics, though. Right, is that working? It says copy the link. But if I copy the link, has it actually worked? Or is it going to say this is filth and you can't post this? But his blushes were covered by his iPhone. There you go. There we go. Kim says she enjoyed the I'm not a cat video best. Well, what would this guy actually say? I know. Oh, but what is so funny with it? Go and have a look at it. Unbelievable. He's actually stood between two flags as well. One's a Canadian one. I'm not sure what the other one is. But it's connecting to audio anyway. And yeah, definitely going to need a plus phone there, I think. I love the way that the woman, the one to the left, he's like looking downwards. Oh, Zoom. Hours of endless fun. What can I say? Love it. But yeah, the cat one was just cute, wasn't it? He couldn't get rid of it. That was what made it even funnier. He took it in good part, though. He did an interview with the BBC. And they were saying, like, yeah, asking him questions. And he took it really, really well, I've got to say. Oh. Oh, Kim, I missed that comment. Trying to cover the family jewels with your iPhone. Good luck with that. Well, here's hoping you didn't buy the small one. Just saying. You've got more problems if you're a woman, though. You've got more to cover. You're definitely going to need two iPads and a phone. At a minimum, I feel. I think the juxtaposition of him, his phone and the two flags are most unfortunate. But, you know, would you get naked in your office? I mean, look, there's windows there. People could see in anyway. But for that phone, he really would be in question. Trouble. Oh, you didn't, Mike. Did you?
No, but I know a woman who did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
My ex-office wife.
Really?
Yes.
It's all right. He isn't going to make up with her. She never stopped moaning.
And she was my office wife.
Really?
Yes.
You mean you bickered all day? He's wriggling on the hook now. You should see his face.
Then she'd get her clothes off in the office.
And you, of course, did the gentlemanly thing and looked the other way.
Yes, of course.
See, I know my man. Probably thinking, oh, no, not now. Oh, and you know what else is funny about that image? There's only a few words on it. You see the one down below where it's got like some weird background on it? It says show keypad. And I looked at that and I thought, no, please don't, because the keypad's covering his modesty at the moment. I'm enjoying this far too much. Oh, so that's the new Zoomies, Kim. Every time you think of Zoomies, you'll think of that. Sorry about that. Oh, Jonathan says he can see a market for that type of Zoom meeting. Oh, ever the entrepreneur, Jonathan. There you go. You could host them. Oh, she's most likely taking a screenshot. That's very true. Don't they have bathrooms? Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? I mean, his office is fairly big, so I'd imagine like an ensuite myself. But who meanders through their office naked? I mean, there's so many devices now that have got cameras. I mean, the A-Lady, the Echo shows have got cameras. Now, what they did with the last gen, because we had, I think it was the first gen, got it in the kitchen, so you can actually like, watch the sport and stuff and watch news stories. But when the second gen came out, I'm like, oh, we're having that. Because I wouldn't have one in the bedroom up to that point. But it's got like a little slider on it. So there is an integrated camera cover, which is perfect. So we both have 5-inch. Is that big enough? No, don't go there, woman. No, we both have a 5-inch Echo Show in the bedroom, but both the cameras are off. I mean, why would you just turn them off? But yeah, I would say a cracking view there, but that would only lead to more merriment, so I won't. Hello, Pete! Oh, Pete, we've got something for your office that you definitely need. We could ask Pete, because Pete must get in and out of scrubs, but I'm sure he does it in a more elegant way than this poor gentleman. Could it be the Quebec flag? I'm not sure. It's got some kind of crest on it, hasn't it? That links for Pete. Seeing as though the tweet's been deleted, Pete. And if you're wondering what he's hiding behind, it's his iPhone. We've done the which iPhone model it is, but feel free to join in. Some kind of, like a regal symbol, isn't it? I don't know. But those flags, you know, if he'd unfurl the flags, then he'd be fine. Have a little tent to change in. Do you know, I was more modest than that on the beach as a kid. My mum made this towel thing. It was, she actually, you couldn't buy them. So she went in to the fabric shop and she bought some toweling. And she sewn it up the side. So it was literally just like two pieces of toweling. Two towels, one on top of the other, sewn up the sides. But she put some cord round the neck. And you could come out of the sea as a child, you know, and you're absolutely sopping wet. You could pop this thing on, dry yourself with it, take your bikini off or whatever it is, take all of that off, while you are in this toweling thing, like your own personal tent, and get dressed. Oh, it was fantastic. She's a genius, my mother. So we still have that. I still have the one I went to the beach in. She had to make me a bigger one as I got older. But we were more, I mean, I would use that inside places, not just on the beach. But obviously, it was a case of let's give everything some air. So that was his day. A Nokia 3210, he's not proud. We were pondering whether he'd need an iPad or not. We decided not to. Kim has tape dots over her cameras. I must admit, I do. I actually bought some of these dots. They're like labels, but you know how labels can be paper-based? Well, if they're paper-based, the glue just makes a right mess. So while I'm punting around looking for what can I put on the cameras, I found some other stickers. So they're like black dot stickers, but they're actually like, they're not paper. They're like rubber of some description. They're as thin as the paper ones, but they're just stronger. But the thing is, the glue doesn't go yucky. So you can put them on, you can take them off, reposition them. So I bought some of those. Never looked back with those. Love them. It's too dangerous these days. I've got some on my iPads. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Having said that, I don't tend to walk around the office naked. No. No. Oh, actually, there is a funny story about somebody who did. This is a classic. And you know, he'd tell you this story himself. He's so funny with it. Oh, let's catch up first. If you wanted to get changed, you go to the toilets. I mean, not perfect, but I agree with you. There are places, not in the middle of your office, in front of a window, for crying out loud. I'm with Anthony. Hide somewhere. Oh, a Nano. What was that little? Was that the smallest one? The one that had a clip on it? That could be interesting. What was the clip-on one called? Was that a Nano? It wasn't a Mini, was it? It could be a Nano. Indeed. See you, Jonathan. Oh, dear. Yes. Chidge. Chidge is so funny. So funny. They live in a bungalow. So this particular day, we were going up to the other church. So we'd been home for some reason. And we were going up, not to our church, we're going up to the other church to sell raffle tickets, probably. So we went past his house. We must have been going early for that reason. Anyway, went past his house and he just walked into the bedroom stark naked. But obviously, the window, luckily, was above waist height, but he was stark naked. Anyway, when we told him, you know, sort of, Chidge, please, we're only driving past. He said, oh, that wasn't the best one. The best one was when they lived in their old house. And their old house is about half a mile the other way from us. So they only moved a short distance. They had the biggest garden. It was as big as a park. Not kidding. But what had happened was the guy next door had gone all like vegan friendly. And heaven knows what. And he decided he was building allotments in his garden. So he turned his garden into some kind of weird plant growing thing. Anyway, Chidge was at home. He was retired by this stage, I think. And this was a two-story house, not a bungalow. So he had a shower again, come out the shower, walked into his own bedroom. Now, bearing in mind, his bedroom was pretty high up. That was fairly safe, wasn't it? You weren't going to get people just walking past your window. Apart from the fact he'd come out of the shower, he'd got the towel, you know, when you put it behind your shoulder blades and you rub it from side to side, that was what he was doing. Stood in his own bedroom and he looked out the window and outside there was a double-decker bus. And it was absolutely packed and people had got binoculars. Now you're wondering, why is there a double-decker bus outside Chidgey's house? Because this was a really, really residential road. It was not on a bus route. It was a busload of people who had turned up to visit their next door neighbour's garden because it was like a doyen of eco-friendlyism for building stuff, you know, not building stuff, for growing stuff in the garden. And there's poor Chidge in the altogether. But, you know, in his defence, he was in his own bedroom and they just pulled up outside. Oh, thankfully it was the days before Twitter, otherwise he'd have been all over Twitter, wouldn't he? Oh, fantastic. Right, what have we got here? Oh, the Quebec flag. Right, let's have a look. Is it that one? What size is your flag? It brings new meaning to it. It does look rather like that, doesn't it? It does. I wonder what that's based on. It's not the saltire, that goes the other way, doesn't it? Interesting, though. Interesting. Well dug out, Kim. Oh, Anthony says, my old boss was once in his yard letting his dog out at night, looked up at one of the houses opposite to see his neighbour bug naked sat at the computer. Oh, Anthony, I wonder what they were doing sat at their computer. Oh, do you know, that reminds me of the only other time that naked has reared its ugly head here. Eons ago, we had two conservatories before we binned it and built the extension. And I think we just finished the second one. So there was the one when we moved in that leaked like crazy. And then there was the one that replaced it. So it had glass all the way round. Now, what we've got now doesn't. It's got walls because it's an extension, not conservatory. But back then, there was a very low fence. Nobody had a dog. The next door neighbour didn't have a dog. We didn't have a dog. So we only needed like a 3-bar fence. So it was really low. The next door neighbour further on did have 2 dogs. So they had a waist height fence. Anyway, by this stage, Dad had given up smoking and then started smoking again. So Mum had him smoking outside. She wouldn't let him smoke in their house. So he's on his way out for a cigarette. So he'd stand in the doorway, the kitchen doorway, and he'd pick up his cigarettes and he'd pick up his lighter and he'd kind of glance round the estate, you know, like a bloke does. So he stood there on the back kitchen step, just about to go outside, and he glances round. And at this stage, you could see not the neighbour's house, you could see the next door one to that, because we're on the corner. And the lady who'd lived there, and she'd lived there since we moved in, and she still lives there now, she just nipped out of the kitchen into her conservatory where I think she had the washer. So she might have been like doing something with the washer, because otherwise I'm not quite sure why she would nip out of the kitchen into the conservatory stark naked. And you know that moment when you're like, OMG. She stopped dead and looked at my dad, and my dad stopped dead and looked at her, and neither of them spoke for years after. I think it mentally scarred the pair of them. But again, at least they're in their own home. This is at work. Unbelievable. Exactly, Pete. Let's not play the national anthem or anything like it. Mind you, he could cover himself up with the flags, couldn't he? I'm always assuming the flags are big enough. Oh, do you know, I do love these people who give us hours of endless giggles over stuff like this. I'm liking that picture of the phone, Pete. Is that like the Apple Mini phone? Oh, no. Kim had a peeping Tom, but the police found him. Oh, no. What is it with people? Yeah, can't live with them. Still can't shoot them. Oh, maybe one day the time will come. A very bad apartment. Had a house invasion twice and the peeping Tom, and the police knew us all well. Oh. No, there are no words, are there? We've been very lucky here. Touching wood. We've only had one break-in and it was outside. My dad had, behind the garage, there's a little, I guess you could call it a shed, but it's brick. It's odd. The guy who had the house before us built it to put his motorbike in. So there's a personnel door that you can get into it with. And then on the front of it, there was this like wooden thing that you like lifted out the way, and then the bike came out. So it was totally for his bike. Mum commandeered it when we moved in. And then Dad decided, because Mum didn't want him and his radios in the house, he was in this shed with his radios, and that way he could do whatever he wanted out there. But obviously, it's a bit of a giveaway with radio amateur stuff that you've got aerials. So people walking past will know that somewhere there's radios in the house. And obviously, what you're doing on the radio, but talking about what kit you've got, which is why Mum found it ludicrous. Like, we're using technology now. However you're listening to the show and however you're putting in the chat, we're using it to talk about other stuff other than what kit you've got. But on the radio, it was always, what bandwidth are you on? What this are you on? What kit have you got? Bye. And then they'd just talk to somebody else and they'd say exactly the same thing. So she found it a little bit boring, did poor Mum. And of course, while he's on, she couldn't watch the TV or anything. She couldn't even read a book quietly because he was yak, 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 yak. So he was outside. Anyway, as part of this, what equipment have you got? People would ask you where you were. You know, where did you do your radio amateuring from? And of course, he would say he'd got this like brick shed thing and he'd kitted it all out. And he had, you know, it had desks in it, chairs in it, lovely wall stuff. So he completely kitted it out. So he'd tell them that. And Mum was like, what are you telling them that for? Someone will break in for the radios. And he said, don't be a ridiculous woman. Well, 3 weeks later, somebody broke in for the kit. But they didn't break into the house. They just broke into his shed outside and nicked his radios. So that luckily is the worst we've ever had. But we are fairly secure here when it comes to night time. We're probably behind. If you were trying to get in through the back, you'd have to get through 1, 2, 3. You'd have to get through 4 locked doors to get to where we are. So we're fairly secure, fingers crossed. Again, plus the fact we don't have anything worth nicking that's downstairs. I mean, unless you want a TV that's not been turned on. It was my mother's. So it's not been turned on since 2014. I've no idea whether it even works or not. So there's a TV down. There's a kettle. We don't even have a cooker, for crying out loud. There's nothing to steal. Don't bother. If you want to break in and leave us something, that'd be awesome. But there's nothing down there. And everything else is under triple lock and key. Oh dear. I'm glad you're out of that place, Kim. It sounds horrific. Hello, you back? Hello. Oh, it's dentist stick time, clearly. I'm getting the eyeball. Oh. Anthony remembers the City Centre Hotel had floor to ceiling windows and they had little notices warning that if you stood in the street, people could see you from the window, people could see you from the street. Oh, we have dentisticks.
I'm going to deliberately get changed for my Catania meeting next door with the camera on.
No, you've got to do it here. Well, all you're doing is putting a t-shirt on, be honest.
Yeah.
A shirt.
Yeah.
That's okay. You can do that. Lola, where are you? She's right behind me, isn't she?
She is.
I can't give you the dentist stick if you're behind me. Come on. Come get the dentist stick. Paw. Give me a paw. Oh, good girl. Dentist stick.
Right, shall I reveal the theme?
Oh, yes. You need to reveal the theme. Kim will know the theme. But reveal the theme.
The theme for Saturday is chemical elements and the periodic table.
Pete will come up with some classic ones there, I'm sure. Oh, Anthony, that reminds me of when we went to Alverston the last time. We'd hand-picked the rooms, but there were some rooms that overlooked the archery and the shooting. And I said to Mike, I'm not being on that side of the building, just in case. You know, not after he shot me. So we did. We picked the other side. When we walked round there, I walked round with somebody. And there was this guy totally naked in the window. So you're quite right, Anthony. This was like a patio door. So he's just stood there, proud as anything. Yes, we didn't need to see that, did we? No, we didn't. Oh, worthless people, those guys. Exactly. Oh, there are no words for people like that. Yeah. And Kim had a car stolen while at school as well. Borrowing it from your mum. Oh, this is shocking. Shocking. I had a bike stolen from college, but that was about it. How do I cook without a cooker? You don't mean me personally, do you, Pete? You mean Mike. We have an oven. We have a standalone oven. And we have some hob rings, but they're totally separate. It's not a cooker. We had a cooker. And it had, you know, the four rings. It had a grill on it and it had an oven. And it was Mum's. It never worked right from day one, to be honest. It wasn't brilliant. And in the end, we just decided, you know, we don't use an oven this big, but what we do need is another fridge. So we swapped the cooker for a fridge and we have this tabletop oven, which is more than adequate, isn't it?
Yeah.
And these, what they called? The rings, they're not... what's the word? No. The ones where you need magnetic pans. Induction.
Yeah.
An induction hob. So we manage. An air fryer. I've heard good things about an air fryer, but I've never actually looked into it.
I do mean air guitar. Is that the same?
Renee says that's an easy theme. Now, that's interesting, Renee. Because Frank came in and said, oh, that's a nightmare.
Maybe but Renee's gold, a scientist.
Gold is a very good one, Pete. I thought of that one as well. Kim went rogue and combined the elements. Nothing wrong with that. Anything by the Chemical Brothers. Good one, Pete. Good one. Hello, Tracy. Yet the chemistry song, that was the only one that Frank could come up with. Frank came up with three. One was that. And I think the other two had gold in them. You wouldn't like Holland. Don't believe in nets or shears. So you can see right into people's houses. Well, we've got shears. That was because Mum wouldn't do without them. Oh, thank you. Right, that's the football sorted. Mum wouldn't do without them. Actually, we didn't have shears when we moved to that village. Yes, mind you, they were all... It's like I told you, it's like the village of the damned. We couldn't be overlooked there. Oh, well, apart from the one when we caught somebody peeping Tom in the garden. But it was a pheasant. It was on the loose from somewhere. It wasn't a person, it was a pheasant looking in the window. Well, actually, it was tapping on the window. I mean, cheeky, absolutely cheeky. Induction hob, that's the ones. Yeah, those. We've got those. Which were interesting with the pans. We had to throw out so many pans. Now, that's not working. No, that's not working either. But we got some that worked in the end. The only thing we can't get is a really tiny milk pan. And the reason that I want a really tiny milk pan is not to put milk in it. I want to do one poached egg. And I don't want this poached egg swimming in the massive saucepan. I just thought, you know, I only want one poached egg, so I could do it in there. No. And I know you can do it in a microwave. But I shouldn't be let loose with that. No. I was forced to do the more advanced chemistry exam. You could do either a CSE or an O-level. That's what they were called in my day. And they said, like, well, you know, you're not that good at chemistry, so you need to do the CSE. And then they discovered that there was a practical exam part of it. And then they decided not. Because the last time I was in the lab, I blew it up. So I got to do the advanced exam. What was such a farce was I passed it. Just shows you, don't grade kids like that. Because I wasn't that good at chemistry. They were quite right. And yet, I scraped through. Ah, unbelievable. Anything by Iron Maiden? Yes, I have got a good one from Iron Maiden. Oh, Pete's saying Phantom of the Opera. I don't think I've heard that one. Which was the one I picked from Iron Maiden?
Shall I leave this?
Yes, just put it over there. I'll deal with it. I'm looking for Iron Maiden now, because I know I put one in my list of backups in case people couldn't find stuff. Where's the Iron Maiden one? Can I Play with Madness was the one I picked, because I know it. I've got loads. I've literally just slung together a list, and it's 2.5 hours, and everyone is bang on point. Mike said some were tenuous, but I don't believe it. To me, no, they're not. It's just the way you look at it, Mike. So yeah, I put that Iron Maiden one in because it's the one I know, but I will add that one as well, Pete. Kim should win all the points from the periodic table. I'm surprised the ones that you've all missed. Lithium by Nirvana, but it's crap. Pete. Yes, I put Oxygen in, part 4. What else have we got? Sulphur, House of Love. Not heard of that one. The Gold Bug by the Alan Parsons Project. I will add that one as well. I'll have heard Phantom of the Opera was the Daley Thompson Lucas aid ad. Right, okay. I'm going to have a listen to that then. You have sent me a challenge, but I'm not at all sure that's a fair challenge, Tracy, because it's a poem. I've looked at who may have recorded it, but it's a poem. So everyone's saying like, oh yeah, but that's a poem. But I will continue to look. Oh, yeah, Graham Chapman from Monty Python in the video. Now, I don't think I've seen the video. I remember the song and I like it, but you can imagine. When was that released? Let's have a look. Can I play with madness? I know what you're up to, lady, so stop it. Oh, Silver Spring, Stevie Nicks. I love Stevie Nicks. Right, can I play with madness? When was that released? I've got a sneaking suspicion it was when I was a teenager. Yes, you see, that's what happens, isn't it? Then you start coughing. Anyway, you're not going to get your second dentist fix. Your father's turned his back. I can do what I like. Not going to get this unless we have paws. Paw! Ah, you see, you know you want it. It's the red one. Right, now she's happily chewing on that. Yes, 1988. So Mum was like, you're not playing that devil-worshipping music in the house. hadn't I just, hang on, what would I have been? I'd have been 21. Oh, yes, she was still very, very much in charge. I was in the middle of university at the time, so it was up to her. So, no, I didn't get to play Iron Maiden. Never mind. Hello, Sarah. Oh, Tracy said, if I had the time, I'd sing it for you. I found the lyrics. Right, there's a challenge. I challenge you, Tracy. Record it and we'll play it like we do Lisa and Kaz. There you go. That's that problem solved. Oh, Mike's got his Catania meeting tonight. It's a big one as well, apparently, only it's not. In Mike's year, they had 700 meetings. So if we divide 700 by 12, it was about right. It was the summer of 2019 and it was the 700th meeting. The circle was formed in 1961. So when we were looking at our year and what events to put on, I said, well, let's do a 700th meal. And we did, and it was a wonderful night. It was great. We did all the branding for it, and I did that cake. I actually baked the Brooklyn 700 cake. So it was great. And I said to Mike, well, the next thing will be the 60th anniversary. Well, the 60th anniversary is tonight. No party, no celebration, not even a mention. Not a mention. I thought that was sad. Because even if we're in lockdown, you could do something. Look at us, we have a party every night. So there should be something they can do, but they're not. They're not. Oh, Iron Swan by Sword. It's heavier than Iron Maiden. Oh, it can go in Rock Hour, Pete. We have Rock Hour sort of half 10 to 11-ish. Bare Naked Ladies. Following tonight's topic. Loving that, Alex. Oh, I did have one, actually. What was the song called? Salt and Pepper. Sodium, Salt and Pepper. Let's have a look. Salt and Pepper. Let's Talk About Sex, Baby. Who remembers that one? 1990 it was. Closely followed by None of Your Business and Shake Your Thing. Yeah, probably not. Oh, should we pick Let's Talk About Sex, Baby, Push It and Shake Your Thing and dedicate it to the politician in Canada? I can't believe whoever tweeted that took it down. That's just not on. It's a good job I saved it, isn't it? I thought we're definitely going to need to talk about that tonight. Does anyone know how I can edit a song? Want to cut short a song to play in yoga? Is there a way to do that before you start Googling? Yes. When do you need to have it done, Sarah? Let me know that. The perfect song trio for my yoga class. Iron Eagle, King Cobra. Oh, I need to have a look at that one, Pete. Don't remember that at all. Oh, you've got some fantastic ones here. Fantastic. You've also missed out quite a few that I've picked. Maybe I'm stretching that. No, I don't think so. It's possibly a smidgen tenuous, but Iron Man by Black Sabbath. Definitely one for Rock Hour. We, you know, we used to get a guy who would send us Rock Hour songs every week. He was the VP of Province. So Peter, the guy who used to come in and would dance and all sorts, but he was in his 90s, he died. Well, this guy, you know, like we say, anybody who takes on P or VP gets ill. And I mean like heart attacks or cancer, or they just drop. Honestly, it's become more than a joke, they say. It happens virtually all the time. Mike got out fairly unscathed. In fact, he got out completely unscathed in a way, but he's the only one for years. We've had three die in saddle. One had a quadruple heart bypass, another had a heart attack, and three got cancer and died. And then Peter had an accident and died. So it's very dangerous, this business. But this guy, they picked him because he was like, he's younger than we are, so late 40s. And he ended up in hospital with, I think he had a stroke. But while he was in there, he caught MRSA. And he's virtually on death's door now and has been for months. Can't do a thing. Not even sure if they've managed to get him home yet. And he used to love all the rock songs. He was planning all sorts for this year, because this year would have been his presidential year. And now he's like, well, he's certainly grounded at home for the foreseeable, put it like that. Pete needs an iron trio. He does. He does. Did anybody use the Interact app? Contact app? Just died. Oh, no. Typical. No, I don't use that one. Tuesday, you want to cut short, we are family, and you don't want to play the full 3 minutes. Oh, Sarah, I've got you covered. Got you covered. If you are coming to the show tomorrow night, I have got a fully fledged audio editor for free that runs in a browser. Cross-platform, you name it. I'm going to demo that tomorrow. So that would be absolutely perfect. Otherwise, you're looking at paid toys. Although you've probably got GarageBand, so you could potentially stick it in GarageBand and edit it in there. But there's a free one called Audacity, but the interface is like 1985 called and wanted it back. The one I'm looking at is actually pretty decent, and it works on iPads, iPhones, you name it. It runs in a browser. Anything by Freddie Mercury. Ah, now Pete's thinking, because that's exactly what I thought. Anything by Queen is a given. Audacity is fantastic. It's incredibly powerful. I just wish they'd let you skin it. If you could just skin it, that would be great. Because it looks like Windows. GarageBand doesn't work. Didn't come with a new Mac. And you have to upgrade if you want it. Oh, that's not good. No, we used to do the podcast in GarageBand and it was fantastic. 2007, it worked brilliant. From about 2009 onwards, forget it. It's been shocking ever since, so I don't use it myself. Oh, now Renee. Oh, anything by Neil Diamond. Now, look, we're not telling Kath that. Excellent shout, Renee, but we're not telling Kath. We're waiting for her to come up with that herself. And she's not said anything yet. So we're going, or is it not in the periodic table? Well, Renee, thereby hangs the tale. Is Diamond in the periodic table? No, it's not. But what's it made from? Carbon, which is. That's why we're not mentioning it to Kath. We're waiting for her to get there under her own steam. Oh, GarageBand isn't bad, but I think Audacity's more powerful by a long way. But the one that I'm looking at, it's simple, it's elegant, it's fast, it's smooth, and it's free. So we might as well have a look at that. Steel. Is steel part of the periodic table? Some of them are and some of them aren't. And it's to do with whether they're an amalgam, isn't it? But there's some classic stuff that is in there. So periodic table. That you should be able to come up with something about. We've gone fantastic with ours. Right, where is it? Periodic table. Yes, but I want the lot, not just one. Show me them all. Chemical groups. There we go. That'll do. There's the periodic table. That's no good. It doesn't tell me what they are and I can't work them out from hieroglyphics. So let's go down to this one where it actually tells you. I thought steel was man-made. Mind you, aluminium's there, or aluminium, depending on how you want to say it. Let's have a look. I thought steel wasn't. Doesn't mean we can't have it. We've just got to find a way to get it in there. I don't think steel is in there. No. No. The metals are in the middle, aren't they? So they're not even alphabetical. Does anybody actually understand the periodic table? Why they're in the groups that they're in and why they're all different colours and different values? Because, you know, me, not good at chemistry. No. Wasn't where my skill set lay, put it like that. And some have got dotted lines and some have got solid lines. Whatever. Whatever. Tin soldier. Oh, Steely Dan. If we can have steel. But I don't think we can. Unless we can get it in somehow. I thought if you couldn't, if you're not on Biggles, so if you're on Catalina, it should offer to let you install the old one. It's to do with the number of molecules in one atom or the other way round. Completely Greek to me, Tracy. I don't know how I passed that exam, but I did. It should already be installed, Sarah. I don't think I've got it. Let's have a look. Oh, GarageBand is installed on mine. So either it came with it or I installed it. I can assure you I didn't install it. So it must have come with it. Let's have a look in the App Store. If we go to GarageBand, what does it say? Well, mine says, and I'll tell you what, we'll take a screenshot. That's what we'll do with it. There we go. You should have at the top, it says requires Mac OS 11, but you should be able to install an older version. So that's what mine looks like, but you can see it also says open and it's installed. So you should be able to use GarageBand. But if all you want to do is just top and tail some audio, I wouldn't bother with GarageBand. I'd just use an app, of which there's plenty. But this one's free. And the fact that, you know, if you're out and you've not got, you know, you only got your iPad with you, there are apps that you can put on your iPad and edit audio. But, you know, this is in a browser and it's free. So you might as well have a look at it. NINCR. Obviously, this is all getting complicated. Oh, I guess what we could do, Kim, is take all of those letters and try and make a word from them and then play that. Why not? The other one that I've got that it did complain about was remote desktop. And that's exactly the same. And that does annoy me because they said that that their own apps, Apple's own apps, would support the current OS and one OS back, and I'm only one OS back and it doesn't support it. So I've got exactly the same under remote desktop. But again, I've got the open button because it installed an older version. You could have anything by Nickelback, I'm guessing, of which I don't know anything at all. None. No, not a one. Oh, it's shameful, isn't it? There is one from Bono, Silver and Gold. So it's like gold and silver, but silver and gold. I think that was around the time of apartheid. So there's plenty gold and silver ones. Not so many chromium or manganese. But I'm sure somebody will think of something. Oh, the silver bullet band. That's a good one. That's a good one. So what we're doing in the by request chat is just sitting and waiting for Kath to twig. It shouldn't take that long. But what I've done with it, with Diamond, she loves like Diamond, Spandau Ballet. But we know that Joe, who's the quiet one, you never hear from Joe, apart from saying thank you when you played something. But Joe, Kath's husband, is a huge Shirley Bassey fan. So obviously, Diamonds are forever. I'm hoping if Kath hasn't twigged by the time of the show, me playing Diamonds are forever, and it will knock her brain. And she'll then think we can have Neil Diamond all night and nothing would be tenuous. We'll see how long it takes her to twig. It's really funny. Oh, Goldfinger. Goldfinger indeed. We could have a Shirley Bassey trio if we could come up with one. Let's have a look at Shirley Bassey and see what else she's got that we could possibly use. Because that's two, isn't it? Shirley Bassey. There we go. Diamonds are forever. Where do I begin? Never, never, never. How about Light My Fire? Could we have Light My Fire? Because, you know, when I'm in the lab, everything goes up in smoke. Moonraker. Where do I begin? If you go away, this is my life. No, not finding anything that's actually bang on point. Oh, darn it. Oh, how about I made it through the rain? Because that's water. Oh, yes, we could have that one. All right, I'll have a listen, see what it's like. And the other one we want is Goldfinger, isn't it? Right, I've got those, Pete. I'm sticking those in my list here. I'm wondering if there are some more. Light My Fires are possible, though, isn't it? What we got? Big Spender? No. Oh, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Again, me, Lab, Bang Bang. Oh, there's some beautiful songs here. First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. The Greatest Love of All. Cry Me a River. Now we're back to... that's a double pointer. Salt Water. Salt and Water. What else have we got? I could do with something that's absolutely bang on point without me having to twiddle and tweak it. And I'm not seeing it. No. No, I can't see anything else that'd fit. But I'm sure that, I mean, she must have had how many albums? She must have done. She's done Hey Jude as well. I did not know that. 15 classic tracks. No. Oh, it's so annoying too. Starlight Express, can we get anything from Stars? No, I don't think so. Oh, well, I'll go with two and a tenuous. I don't suppose I can have the girl from Tiger Bay because Tiger's not an element. Oh. I'm going to need to really, really push this one. Didn't say cut. They didn't say no compounds. Well, Gift with a Golden Gun, Toto. Oh, which was that Toto song I absolutely love? Is it Rain in Africa? Not Toto. Africa. Was it called Africa? I'm sure it was by them. Interestingly, when I put Toto in, it comes up with Toto Coelho, but not Toto. And I know they're not one and the same, are they? Mind you, Toto Coelho, I must admit, I do like their Dracula one. Dracula's Tango. That's fantastic. Shame Milk's not something scientific, isn't it? No, I can't get anything else. We've got coconuts, but I don't think coconuts are going to cover it. And we don't really want to mention coconuts, do we, in relation to the phone incident? The loincloth phone. Oh, you're doing brilliantly anyway. You're absolutely doing brilliantly. You want to go experimental jazz? That's unbelievable. Oh, wow, you're doing really well. Yes, I love that song, Africa. I think that came out in about 84, 85, didn't it? And it always reminded me of like the Live Aid thing as well. Love it. Absolutely fantastic song. Renee might join the WhatsApp chat. If this is to see if Kath can come up with it. We've all got to keep it quiet and see how long it takes her. There was one week, I can't remember, why would Diamond... Oh, I think it was it Jules? I can't remember what the theme was. But Diamond was acceptable and it took her days. And then she was like, oh, you didn't say anything. So that's why we're keeping it quiet. Oh, is there a song that goes silver threads among the gold? Not that I'm aware of, but there probably is. Or it could be a poem. Because you're playing with my mind, Tracy. Let's have a look. A popular song in the United States in the late 19th and early 20th century. It is the standard of today's barbershop quartet singing and the lyrics are by Eben Rexford. The music by Hart Pees Danks. That's a name to conjure with, isn't it? And I do believe Foster and Allen did it. Shall I sling that down? Foster and Allen. Oh, wow. Oh, and Daniel O'Donnell did it. Not sure if we've got any Daniel O'Donnell fans. You know what we need, don't you? We need Neil Diamond to have done it. Let's have a look. What happens if we put that in quotes and we add Neil Diamond to it? Because you never know, he might have done. Is that Neil Diamond? That does not look like Neil Diamond. It looks like somebody... In fact, it's a woman. So no, that's not Neil Diamond. No, I don't think he did it. Oh, darn it. Never mind. We can have the other versions, can't we? Oh, you. Oh, Tracy's Challenge is definitely a song. Well, it said it was a poem. Maybe somebody has recorded it. Shine on You Crazy Diamond, Pink Floyd. Oh, these are all ones I've never heard of. This is fantastic. Gold Digger, Kanye West. You're very on the cutting edge there, Pete. Very on the cutting edge. yeah, we've got Fields of Gold. I think somebody selected the other one. Oh, what's her name? The one that died. Eva Cassidy. But yeah, I'd forgotten Sting did it. Excellent. Bananas in Pyjamas for Potassium K on the Table. Is that special for young Jonathan? Bananas in Pyjamas. I thought he was joking, but clearly not. Well, I have got one, actually. We're talking of bananas. Is As Nobody Thought of Bananarama. Na na, hey hey, kiss him goodbye. N-A, N-A, N-A is on the periodic table. Is that tenuous? No! Mike picked that one, so I'm going to let him have that. Na na, hey hey, kiss him goodbye. I thought I got a Neil Diamond one there, but I haven't. Oh, well, never mind. I don't think we're going to be short. Put it like that. Don't think we're going to be short. Despite the fact that Frank is flummoxed at three. He picked the periodic one and two others that... Yes, I know, Lola. I'm not talking to you, am I? No, and now you're upset. Get over yourself, girl. Let's have a look which ones Frank picked. Are they ones we would know? Have a look. Yes, he said, this is devilish. It's a hard one this week. So we've got the Elements song. Fields of Gold, Eva Cassidy. Oh, he picked a really good one. This is a really, really good one. Chain Reaction, Diana Ross. That's clever, isn't it? So we're keeping it fairly flexible. But we're going to have a blast as usual. Got some classics and we're going to have fun. Because, hey, how many weeks in are we now? I really have lost count. We'll be getting up to three digits for the weeks at this rate. May as well go for Hey Jude and get even more sodium. Oh, trust me. Trust me, there's a lot out there. Have a think about it. Have a think and think round corners. Because you know me. I'm going to be thinking... Actually, it's not... When you look them up and you're staring at the periodic table, stuff just comes to you. Although I must admit, I've got no recollection of the periodic table at all. I have no idea how I passed chemistry. And why? Oh, the original version, says Paul. Do you know, I must hear that. Because Renee picked one the other week that was the original version of another Bananarama one. And it was great. Non-Dante, non-Dante. Yes, this is going to stretch me, isn't it, Andante? Chemical Elements. I'll find something. I thought I was on a track at one point, but I don't think that's going to work. It's a little bit too tenuous. So I need to find something. I could do with a chemical element called Andante, and that would solve the problem. You know, something that's relatively slow. The Shocking Blue. Ah, Venus, that was it. It was great, that. I'd only ever heard the Bananarama version. Didn't even know it was a cover. Because, you know, when Bananarama were big, I was at university and I was working all the time. I know, I'm so boring, aren't I? But hey, never mind. Oh, we've had some good fun with that. There are some very, very weirdly named elements. That's all I'll say. If you have a look at the weirdly named elements. Slow sodium. Do you know, you could have frozen, couldn't you? Because it's water. Could you have laugh for laughing gas? What's the chemical thing for laughing gas? I don't know what you think you're doing, but you're not. Knock it off. Knock it off. Behave yourself. Or I'll waft this at you. I think Daddy's been giving her red dental sticks because there's only one left in the packet. Have you been mugging your father today? Well, I've been working in the other room. She literally shook her head then. Understands every word, don't you, girl? Settle down. Now it's gone hot again in here. So I'll probably have the fan on early in the evening and then the heater overnight. I wish this weather would make its mind up, but if it could possibly... You see, it's 10 degrees and sunny at the minute and it's 8 o'clock at night. That's not good. No, it's not, is it, Lola? But then overnight, it'll drop to like -6 like it did last night. Water's a compound, though. Oh, you're not going to let me have water as an element. Oh, you're mean. Nightfall. It's made up of elements. You see, Kim's on my side. We'll see what you all come up with anyway. N2O. Well, if we could find something with that in, we could do quite nicely, couldn't we? I was hoping you too would be useful, but apparently not. I don't know whether we should have picked this, me being not that brilliant at chemistry. We should pick something I'm brilliant at, computing. But then everyone else would complain, wouldn't they? Never mind. Oh, just think of the fun we could have, though. Trying to find a garage band in a song. Or Affinity Publisher in a song. Why not? Oh, I could go back to all my Amiga days and my Sinclair Spectrum and my Commodore. Oh, it'd be amazing. Because if you could have Commodore, then you could have anything with flight, couldn't you? Oh, yes, I mustn't give it away. We could have this as a theme. We will have this as a theme at some point. Right. Did you put that in somewhere, Kim? Is it in? It's in WhatsApp, is it? Phosphorus. Oh, that's amazing. Ash Rashford. Right. I'm going to make sure Mike's got all of these from the chat. Oh, this is going to be brilliant. I don't think we're going to be short. Put it like that. We are not going to be short. Radford. No, Rashford plays for United, doesn't he, Pete? He's about to kick off. 4 minutes to kick off. They're just coming out at Old Trafford. United are 2-0 up from the first leg, and all they've got to do is stagger to a 0-0. I'd rather they went out thinking they were 2-0 behind and attempting to pull it back, because that way they might actually win. If they go out to play for a 0-0 draw, guess what? They get stuffed. So, fingers crossed for that. That's kicking off at exactly the same time as Mike's Catania meeting that he is facilitating. So it's going to be interesting to see where his attention is. But I've got a shrewd idea. It'll be on his iPad right next to him. So we'll see. There is a WhatsApp group, Pete. I'll make sure that the link gets sent through to you all. I'll sort that out tomorrow because Mike's got the link. It's a WhatsApp group. What happened was when we started, there was the main Catanian WhatsApp group for Brooklands. And everyone started talking. So this is the night that we did it the first time. By the next morning, there were 890 messages and people who weren't interested were going orbital. So we created a splinter group, the Brooklands 196 by request group. And that's people who were there on the night joined it. And then, we do have the chat on the website, but there's also the WhatsApp group. The WhatsApp group was there because we wanted to send pictures to each other. And you can't do that in the standard chat on the website. But some people aren't on WhatsApp or don't want to use WhatsApp. If you would like to join the WhatsApp group, just let us know. Where we do have just as much fun, if not more fun. But remember, folks, we're keeping it quiet from Kath until she twigs she can have Diamond. At which point, it'll be wall-to-wall Neil for everybody. He does do some good songs, though. So we usually have at least 3 or 4 from Neil Diamond. And real sing-along songs. So that's what we'll do. Yes, it was a splinter group, Pete. Honestly, this is what happens. They can fight in an empty room. There was one night they were going into the main Catanian meeting. And instead of, when you go into a Zoom and you see everybody's little picture. So like a wall of faces. Instead of that, they were along the top. And the big bit of the screen gave them some information about something that had changed. And honestly, every person that joined didn't read it. It was something about how to unmute because the host can no longer force an unmute. You've got to agree to be unmuted. And it was something to do with that. Because if they didn't read that, I mean, these are guys in their 80s, 90s, some of them. They're already like they can barely see the screen and they're as deaf as a post. So to put this message up was the only way. They didn't even read it. Without exception, it was, where are my friends? I want to see my friends. I want to see their pictures. And we're like, well, can you just read that first? No. Honestly, we would have better luck if we were herding cats whilst teaching at kindergarten. Seriously. Nobody read it. We had to read it out to them in the end. I mean, what can you do? What can you do with people like that? So, yes, we did need a splinter group or it would have kicked off big style. What? What? Now Siri's talking to me. No, not now, Siri. Not yet. Oh, anyway, I will head off and we will meet again tomorrow for Two Show Friday, Jonathan's favourite night of the week. I'm hoping he's gone off for an early night tonight to stick with us tomorrow to the bitter end. But let's see how that works. So I will say good night from me. I will say good night from Mike. And we will both see you very, very soon. In the meantime, stay safe, guys.